Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hiya, Georgie. What a nice boat. Do you want it back?
Yes, please.
You look like a nice boy. Do you want a balloon too, Georgie?
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers.
Oh, well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Now we aren't strangers, are we?
I should get going now.
Oh, without your boat? Here. Take it.
The terrifying Pennywise the Dancing Clown. From the film It, which heralds a season of horror on Inside Hollywood, we're joined by Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Well, I had to ease people in slightly gently. This is Stephen King, the quintessential American author of horror. We are in the spooky season, Pat.
Now, he is responsible for so many scary movies.
Indeed he is. I mean, I'm sure everyone has seen them at some point, even if they can't bear to watch them all in one go. We have Carrie, 1974, The Shining, 1977, It, which we just played there. Of course, Tim Curry played the original in 1990, and Bill Skarsgård there again in 2017, and many more. Misery, The Dark Tower, Pet Sematary, Salem's Lot, The Green Mile, Stand By Me, many others that weren't really essentially horror movies. But of course, he is the supernatural fiction, suspense and fantasy movie maker.
Stephen King is not really Stephen King.
No, many people don't realise that he wrote under a different name, Richard Bachman. He did this to see if success was due to maybe his name or his writing, and he wanted to publish more without oversaturating the market under his real name. But his inspiration and happened in 1999 when he was hit by a van walking along a country road in Maine, and his recovery inspired him to write the novel From a Buick B. But he's an incredibly interesting character. I mean, he writes 2,000 words a day, usually in the morning, and he finishes his novels in 3 months and has lived in Maine all his life.
Now, let's talk about some of his movies. But first, I think the most scary of all, and it's down to the performance of Jack Nicholas in The Shining.
Has it ever occurred to you what would happen to my future if I were to fail to live up to my responsibilities? Has it ever occurred to you? Has it?
Stay away from me.
Why?
I just want to go back to my room.
Why?
Well, I'm very confused. I just need a chance to think things over.
You've had your whole f***ing life to think things over. What good's a few minutes more gonna do you now?
Stay away from me. Please. Don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Stay away from me.
Wendy.
Stay away.
Darling, light of my life. I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Jack Nicholson, fantastic performance in The Shining.
Indeed. Of course, this is 1980, directed by Stanley Kubrick and based on the novel. It's just intricate. It's mysterious storytelling. But actually, the Steadicam innovation is one of the first times that films use Steadicam extensively in a movie. And it allowed for that kind of fluid, smooth movements. But Jack Nicholson's performance is legendary. Of course, the Here's Johnny scene is one of the most famous quotes in horror history. We were just, you know, if I harken back a little bit just to It, you know, many of the child actors in Stephen King's movies do become terrified by the experience, and this is no different. The young actor who played the son in this movie really found that it was a terrifying experience, and I would imagine working with Jack Nicholson, he stayed in character the whole time. He's a method actor, so goodness me. But you know,
the cruelty to children.
It was a year of filming actually, and it was very difficult for all the actors involved. And the elevator of blood, people remember that was effective using practical methods of filling the elevator with gallons of fake blood. But, you know, the red drum scene, the twins, it's a kind of a psychic ability, the movies that, Mr. King kind of, you know, creates. It's compelling and they're terrifying. I mean, his mind is a maze nonetheless.
Now, you have a clip of Stephen King actually talking about The Shining.
He wasn't a fan, so have a listen to this.
What about Jack Nicholson in The Shining? Were you pleased with that?
I thought he did a wonderful job in The Shining. Enjoyed it very much.
How did you feel about the movie itself?
Well, I feel both ways. I got to see it four times because of commitments one place and another. And there are an awful lot of things about that movie that I think are flawless and beautiful and just marvelous. And then there are other times when I feel as though I'd given Stanley Kubrick a live grenade and he heroically threw his body on it.
Yeah,
he was talking to David Letterman in that particular interview. Are you a fan of horror?
I'm not, Pat. I do find, you know, I get terrified. I do get captivated by horror, but I'm terrified at the same time. They lean into a lot of my own personal nightmares. So I have to be very careful and cherry pick what I watch. But sometimes I feel like I can digest Stephen King. You know, Misery is one of my favorite kind of horror psychological thrillers because it's not too terrifying. I don't like the paranormal horrors.
So I mean, she's just Kathy Bates plays a really nasty person, but on the surface, quite a mellow middle-aged lady. And unfortunately, the poor driver whose car is broken down knocks on the wrong door.
Indeed. This is the late James Cain. Listen, just block your ears if you're in any way squeamish. Have a listen to this.
Paul, do you know about the early days at the Kimberley Diamond Mines? Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking your Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working, but they also had to make sure they could never run away. The operation was called hobbling.
Danny, whatever you think I'm not doing, please don't do it. Any for God's...
Shh, darling. Trust me.
God's sake.
It's for the best.
Any, please!
Almost done. Just one more. God, I love you.
Oh dear, oh dear.
I did say, was this okay to play? You know, it's incredibly powerful, not only the imagery, but of course, what we just heard there. Stephen King, you know, he's an amazing writer because he actually stated that not only does he prolifically read so many books, 70, 80 books a year, but he also writes on a simple typewriter that he's had for many years, and he transitioned to computer in the late 90s. So all these great novels, you know, his children are, you know, had a huge impact on his writing as well. They're also authors in their own right. I mean, he's an icon when it comes to chilling horror.
Now, there are many quotes that have gone into the language thanks to Stephen King.
Yeah, I mean, here's Johnny, famously delivered by Jack Nicholson. He breaks down the door with an axe. I was going to play that today, but there's a lot of screaming, so I didn't really want to put people through that. It, which we just heard as well earlier in the segment, they all float down here. Another great delivery by not only Tim Curry as Pennywise the Clown, but also Bill Skarsgård. Red Rum from The Shining.
That was
the
phrase.
Red Rum, which spells murder backwards. It's written on the door by Danny, the young boy, and serves as kind of a key plot when it's read backwards. Pet Sematary, another favourite of mine as well. It says, sometimes dead is better, spoken by Fred Gwynne's character. The Shawshank Redemption, you know, beautiful movie. We've spoken about this many times on the Inside Hollywood segment. Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying, film based on, of course, the Rita Hayworth and Shawshank Redemption movie. So many. The Green Mile, I mean, I'll feast on your flesh as I feed on your fear. The Dead Zone, another great one. Sometimes the dead are more alive than the living, and You Can't Get Away From Here. Even If You Kill Me, You're Still In Here With Me, spoken by Samuel L. Jackson from 1408.
Now, Stephen King himself describes himself as the world's shyest extrovert.
Yes.
He doesn't really like public speaking or anything like that, but he must, I don't know, does he take grim satisfaction with all the frights he's given people with his work over the years?
You know what, he does, and when I was listening to so many different interviews, one thing he doesn't like is people coming to visit his house at Halloween. You can only imagine. He said he closes the doors, shuts everything down, like my father used to do, and hopes everyone goes away. But he said so many times he's just, you know, he's wanted to put smoke machines outside and invite everyone in. I mean, you know, he's captivated readers for decades. He doesn't get nightmares, he says, and he said that his fantasies in his mind are played out in his books, so he's never been to a
therapist. So he sleeps easy in his bed.
He sleeps easy in his bed. He just creates all these crazy, weird nightmares for us.
And you'll have more horror for us next week.
Oh, indeed. We're continuing on right up to Halloween, so watch this space.
Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.